America's sense of safety was shattered on September 11th, 2001. Within minutes, America was reminded of its vulnerability in an unsafe world. The terrorist attacks upon the World Trade Center and Pentagon not only changed the lives of nearly 5,000 families, but changed the way America saw itself and how the rest of the world viewed them. No matter where one was at 8:46 a.m., news quickly spread of the attacks, and many were glued to their television sets as they watched the airplanes fly straight into the financial and security centers of America. The horrific events of September 11th occurred less than a week before Rosh Hashanah. On this day, Jews around the world would begin to observe a 10-day period of introspection, reflection, and personal renewal. As these Yamim Noraim, or days of awe, were quickly approaching, Jews looked towards their clergy for support, comfort, and answers, responding to America's tragedy. Many rabbis discarded their already written sermons for the year and attempted to provide insights to a tragedy that affected the entire world. Under the leadership of Dr. Gary Zola, the American Jewish Archives in Cincinnati, Ohio, contains a collection of hundreds of sermons written during the high holy days of the year 5762. In this collection, there are a variety of responses to the horrific events of September 11th. Some sermons use Jewish texts to examine the events, while others were not remotely Jewish at all. Rabbi Mark S. Glickman was one such rabbi who tackled the difficult question of how could this event have happened in his High Holy Day sermons. Then a rabbi at Temple Beth El in Tacoma, Washington, Rabbi Glickman faced a congregation that was not only fearful because of the act of terrorism that had occurred, but also faced a congregation whose synagogue was almost set on fire during this same period. Rabbi Glickman's High Holy Day sermon collection does not begin with his words on Rosh Hashanah, but with his words on Shabbat Shuvah, a special Shabbat that lies immediately prior to the beginning of the Jewish New Year. Because Shabbat Shuvah prepares Jews for the upcoming period of reflection that follows, Rabbi Glickman's sermon introduced his overarching message for the season. The Jewish people, the American people, and the world can and must transition from grief to understanding and from fear to faith, despite the uncertainty that emerged from the attacks. In this sermon entitled Hope Lies Beneath, Rabbi Glickman addressed the how question that many asked following the attacks. He noted that this question is one that has been asked by Jews for centuries, and that even the Hebrew name for the Book of Lamentations, Eicha, embodies that it is a question that is so essential to Judaism. At times like these, we search for understanding. Eicha, how? I've known for a long time that tragedies lead to those questions, but this week I learned something more. The questions that we ask aren't really about the tragedy itself. How did this happen? We know how it happened. There were some people bent on doing evil who conspired to kill thousands, and tragically, they succeeded in doing so. We can make sense of the crime. What we really need is the ability to make sense of the world around it. Besides this reference to the Book of Lamentations, it is evident Rabbi Glickman's sermon reflects the needs of Jews as Americans, not Americans as Jews, during this time of crisis. I know that when the Pentagon falls, we can still be strong. When the World Trade Center topples, we can still achieve great wealth of spirit. When airplanes crash, our spirits can soar through the heavens in love and care. Rabbi Glickman's Shabbat Shuvah sermon is one of many responses to the events of September 11th. Many rabbis like him reminded their congregants that there was a reason to have hope, even when all hope seemed lost. The evil acts of few were immediately followed by acts of heroism, kindness, and love. Rabbi Glickman ends his sermon by reminding us that there is light beyond the darkness, and that America will live another day. The world sits in darkness tonight, shedding tears and crying out in despair. But soon the sun will rise again. It always does. With the dawn, we will once again see the beauty and goodness gleaming around us. And we will also see the many important and sacred tasks that still demand our attending. Ken Yehi Ratzon, so may this be God's will, and from the bottom of my heart, Shabbat Shalom.